Our friend Vicky is one very happy woman. For many years now, she's carried a heavy load of nagging credit card debt. If you've ever been in debt for a while, you know how it always weighs you down like this heavy backpack on your back. Well, Vicky recently came into some money through an inheritance, and you know what she did with it? She had a party. A check-writing party. All the debts are paid, and you can tell she feels like she just got out of prison. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about debt-free. There is tremendous joy in knowing that your debt is gone and you got a new beginning, especially when the debt is the one you owe to God. We all owe to God for the wrong things we've done. Oh, we all have things we've done that we're not proud of, that we're ashamed of, that we wish we could do over, but we can't. We've hurt the people we love. We've said so many things we wish we shouldn't have said. We've done things we thought we would never do. The weight of all that is a very heavy burden on the human soul. And the weight even gets heavier when we read in the Bible what the penalty is for our spiritual debt. It says the wages of sin is death. There is an eternal death penalty for the way that we've run our own lives instead of letting God run them. The prospect of a hopeless eternity makes the weight of our sin almost unbearable. But that's why Jesus is such awesome good news. The prospect of being spiritually debt-free is wrapped up in three words Jesus spoke just before he died on that cross. They're recorded in our word for today from the Word of God in John 19, verse 30. Jesus said, "It is finished." Now, in the original Greek language this was written in, that's just one word. And it's used as an accounting word that actually means paid in full. Like our friend's credit card debt, nothing owed anymore. So that when you stand before God on Judgment Day, where your sins once appeared in God's book, it will simply say, paid in full. Which means the only thing that could keep you out of heaven is gone. Wow. But you don't pay the bill. You can't. There's no amount of doing good that can ever pay a death penalty. If you think your religion is going to get you to heaven, there's no way in the world that can pay that death penalty. But God loves you so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, to that cross to pay for what only he could pay. So you won't have an eternity without him. Jesus absorbed all the guilt and all the hell of every wrong thing you have ever done, and then he declared once and for all, "It is finished, paid in full." This very day, you can experience the incredible joy of knowing that you are forever free from the weight of your sin. The joy of a brand new beginning. What Jesus did on his cross removes your sin when you tell Jesus you are putting all your trust in him to forgive you and to take you to heaven when you die. No one else can. You will never have to face the judgment you deserve because Jesus faced the judgment you deserve. Your new beginning starts the moment you open your heart to Jesus. Would you let that be today? Wherever you are right now, tell him, "Jesus, I know that what you did on the cross is my only hope of a relationship with God, of going to heaven, of having my sins erased from God's book forever. And I know you walked out of your grave. You are alive. Would you walk into my life today?" There's some wonderful information that I'd love to give you on all of this. It's at our website, appropriately named, anewstory.com. Would you go there as soon as you can? Anewstory.com. This could very well be the beginning of your new story. I am praying that you'll be able to go to sleep this very night saying, "I am forgiven. I am free."